Hello, this is Joel and
Danielle Young
with For His Glory Ministry. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us. Just to give you a little background with us, we're in ministry over 20 years by the grace of our God. We are a Messianic Jew. That's a Jew by race and saved by grace. And I have a twin brother who is also just as much the same. And we just thank you, Lord, for blessing today's program and that we teach just what you want taught, and it blesses, enriches, and frees your people to be who they should be in thee. Today we're teaching, and the name of this tape series today is called
Does God Allow Bad Things to Happen?
That's the name of the series, and we're going to address that question and a second question today, which is,
and does a sovereign God permit bad things to happen, or do we?
Very important. Does God allow bad things to happen? People, we need to know these things, because if we don't know what God says about something, we're going to have great trouble, because he says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of
the knowledge.
Oh, that's in Hebrew, hada'at, right? So I thought it just says, my people perish for lack of knowledge in my Bible.
That's what we've been taught. But if you knew Hebrew, it says hada'at.
Very good. Hada'at, that's it. Hada'at. Hada'at is H-A-D-A apostrophe A-T. So Danielle gave it to you. It means ha is a definite prefix article. It means the. So if you go somewhere, you can go to a house, or you can go to the house. The makes it definite. So God says, my people perish for lack of the knowledge. And Danielle brings out a very good point. So what is the knowledge then that God is referring to? I mean, what is a specific body of knowledge that he wants us to know?
He's referring to the Bible.
Which is, oh, that's interesting, because that's the...
That's the knowledge.
The knowledge, that's the word. The Word of God then, right?
That's right.
Ah, so, okay, that's very important to know, don't you think?
Yes.
All right, we need to know that. Now, this is a common misunderstanding, and I want every pastor and every parishioner and every priest of the Most High God, all believers, to know what this means, because this is the common problem that we have, and we're drawing this. This is in our new book. I want you to get this and study it. Our new book is called
Why God? Come and see.
And you can go to our website, which is located at
www.forhisglory.org.
That's for F-O-R, right?
F-O-R, His Glory.
Forhisglory.org, O-R-G.
Yes.
And look at everything we have there. You can go to catalog and look at over 50 tape series, two books, of which is our new book. And our first book, Behold Yeshua, Come and See, which is a tour de force on Bible codes. And it'll show you mathematical precision coding of God's information in the Bible. It took us 2 years to do. It came out by His grace, excellent, and you can get it, read it, study it, and it'll bear witness to the authenticity of the Bible, mathematically sound, precise, to the detail of a very letter, mathematically and sequentially. Just stunning what God has done. And that's just with the little bit we all know, and as we keep growing, you're just in awe of His greatness, His goodness,
that's
and
right.
His knowledge. He has all the knowledge and all the wisdom are in Him. Amen. Colossians 2:3. So, in Him are hidden all the knowledge and the wisdom. Now, let's go. Why does God allow bad things to happen? Now, bad things do happen.
Mm-hmm.
We can look around the world and you don't have to look too far. There's a lot of bad things out there. This is one of our chapters, chapter 6 and then chapter 7 in our book, Why God Come and See. And does a sovereign God permit bad things to happen, or do we? Well, that's an important question, because here's the issue. We're in the world. There are good things that are happening, and there are bad things that are happening, and shades of each. But bottom line, in Aristotelian logic, it's one or the other, good things, bad things. Okay, bad things happen. Bad things also happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. Bad things happen. Murphy's Law is not a law, and I don't even know if that's Murphy. So that being said, we got to put a Bible back in Murphy's hand, and we'll get everybody straight, because what God said is law. All the rest of us are learning. That's it. God's law, rest learning, okay? Now, Murphy, you can listen to wherever you are, and we'll make sure everybody gets up to speed here, with all due respect. Bad things happen. Now, do bad things happen to good people? Yes. Do bad things happen to innocent people?
Yes.
Yes. Do bad things happen at times to people when they do something wrong and they leave the door open and it blows in a bunch of dirt? Or unfortunately, they leave a stove on or an electric blanket or something and it burns. You hear stories, the house gets burnt down. They didn't try to do it. It's not necessarily self-inflicted, But they've left the door open. Inadvertently at times, it still happens. So these things happen that are the result of our sin or neglect or wrongdoing or misinformation. It happens. Now, what happens, though, when we see innocent people suffer? We look at the children, notably, not only, but our hearts typically as humans go out to the kids. They're innocent. They're pure. They're just getting a fresh start in life. Everything's glorious and beautiful, and life is before them. And they're raped, and they're stolen, and they're mutilated, and they're hurt, and they're abused, and the list goes on. That it's just really unfathomable what we do to other human beings. It's unspeakable. That's all we can say on it there. Now you come back one more question. Why? Which is part of the title of our book. Why, God? And when we say is the rest of the title, come and see. Don't just ask why, God. You ask the question, come and see. Get the answers. God has given us, we have 20 questions here. There's 20 answers that will satisfy a soul and give you answers that are sound, reasonable, rational, and put your thinking straight. Because if you don't think right, you won't act right.
That's right.
Right? If a person's thinking is off and their belief system is off, their worldview is off, then they're going to act wrong or act in accordance with. If they think it's okay to go out there and murder everybody, if they think it's okay to go out there and poison everybody, if they think it's okay to go out there and infect other people with different things, based on what they think, they're going to act or not act. Oh, wait, I shouldn't get involved. Or that's somebody else's problem. Or they're being hurt on the block. I can't get involved. Turn their head, walk down. But then it'll put a change in there and call the cop. They don't want to get involved. They make a choice based on what's in their head and what's not in their head.
Mm-hmm.
They make a hard head choice. And we all do that every day. Now, we see something bad happen. We have our choices what we do. Now, here's the question that comes up. God is sovereign. Absolutely. You can rattle off 100 verses in a flash that God is God and He alone is God. There is no other rock, He says. I don't know of any other. He alone is God. He's in the heavens. It says He does in whatever He pleases. He's God. Period. Now, that being said, here comes the next point. God is sovereign. What does sovereign mean? He's in charge. There's no maverick molecules running around out there. They say everything's He's got in His control, under His hand, orchestrated and ordered. Well, now you have another question. God's in charge. We have questions. And I want you to put a period anywhere yet, people, and don't write any letters yet. Listen to the whole show first. Please. Then you've got a lot of letters you're thinking of writing right now you won't have to write. Okay? Now, God is sovereign. You see problems out there.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me He's in charge. He's on His throne, which is also in our book. And we'll answer that quickly right now. Well, God is on His throne. But you see problems out there. But God's in charge. Listen, you look at this world. A lot of it's in a mess.
That's right.
There are wars all over the world. They're killing people right and left. There are all different problems out there that we could list all day long on the news and off the news that doesn't even make it to news. It's too horrible. It doesn't get aired. And you look around and go, you know, if He's in charge, we have some questions because this doesn't look like things are running right.
That's right.
And don't hide under the mystery of God and don't hide under, there are things we don't see. Granted, there are things I will never know because I'm not God and never will be. Period. There are things I'm going to learn in a million, billion years with the rest of you that I don't know now. Granted. But what I don't know is not going to be contradicted to what I do know in the Bible. I know 2 and 2 is 4. But I can't do math like my friend in imaginary numbers in 5th, 6th dimension. He could turn a page upside down. I don't know what he's talking about yet unless I have that training. But 2 and 2 is still 4. And it'll always be 4. It's objective truth. It doesn't change. I can hang my hat on it and not worry about waking up in the morning and say, oh, God, it's 5.5. 2 and 2 is 5, 5.5. What am I going to do? No, it's the same. I don't have to worry. You could bank on it and go to sleep and wake up in the morning. It's not going to change. The Bible says God doesn't change. Ki ani Yahweh lo shaniti. In Hebrew, ki ani Yahweh lo shaniti. In Malachi 3:6, say, I am the Lord. I do not change.
Mm-hmm.
James 1:17, it talks about God and His unchangeable nature. Every good and perfect thing is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom change has no place or shadow of turning. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's three verses. God doesn't change. We should get the point. Okay.
Right.
How does that help me, though? Now that we know that, what do I do? Well, he doesn't change. So he's good today. He's good tomorrow. He was good yesterday. He's all-knowing yesterday. He's all-knowing tomorrow. He's all-knowing today. He doesn't change. He loves me. He loved me yesterday. He loves me tomorrow. He loves me today. That doesn't change. That's a good thing to know. That being said, I don't worry in 100,000 years I'm going to learn something else about God. I go, oh God, everything I knew was out the window. I'm all mixed up. That's not going to happen. He says he's good. You tell me he's in charge. I look around this world. I see a lot of things that are not good. If I was coming in to inspect your corporation as a government investigator and I saw this world was your business, I'd give you a fine.
Right.
Because there's murder, rape, people stealing right and left. Name this crime. So every crime out there that could be committed is being committed. There's a lot of good people. That's not what we're addressing. You tell me God is sovereign and you have the wrong understanding of sovereignty,
yes.
You're going to have the wrong view of God.
Yes.
And then how could you pray and love the God that you painted, but the God you're painting is not the God who is God?
Right.
You need to understand something about what the word sovereignty means. First, God in his sovereignty sovereignly gave us sovereignty.
You mean all this mess is because of us?
Absolutely, without question. Isn't that nice to know? Yeah, it's nice to know what you get wrong on a test so you can fix it. If you got a test and you're supposed to get 100, everybody getting a test, I think, would try to get all the right answers, and you get back an 80, you need to know the 20% you got wrong. If you got back a 50, you need to know the half that you got wrong to get it right. This is our grade. The mess around you, don't go point up. Go look in the mirror and point.
We have to take responsibility.
Which is all too far and in between. Failed by most people. We need to be responsible
for
people.
For the condition of things today.
Absolutely. We'd sinned, and death came into the world through sin, Romans 5:12, we did last week, because it's our fault. It's not in God's plan. Now, what do people say the next? Well, God is sovereign. Yes. We sinned. Yes. They'll grant you that too. Then they say, well, if he didn't actively, then he allowed it. Okay, that's a common argument that's used today. Well, there's sin in the world. God doesn't want it. He didn't say, go out and sin, which is contrary to his nature, because in him there's no darkness, no, not none. 1 John 1:5. And this is the message which we've heard from him, and we announce to you that God is light. And in him there's no darkness, no, not none. Amen.
Amen.
Now, light is good and the darkness is bad in biblical context. Now, okay. Well, we see sin and problems in the world. You tell me that God allowed it. That's, well, since he's sovereign, it must have happened one way. Either he did it or he allowed it somewhere. Since he's sovereign, it's here. He said, well, you guys go ahead and you sin. I don't want you to. You go sin. I'm allowing it. Now, that's been taught many places. We did our homework. I'm a Messianic Jew, a Jew by race and saved by grace. We looked up, and this is coming out of our book, Why God Come and See, which is available through our website, which is located again at, if you're just joining us,
www.forhisglory.org.
And that's for F-O-R, forhisglory.org. And our phone number, if you want to go direct and get it?
It's 1-866-426-7337.
And that's our fulfillment center called?
The Connection.
Okay, The Connection. Now, if you're just joining us, we're teaching, and it's tape series today. It's called, Does God Allow Bad Things to Happen? Now we're going forward. Let's answer it. We looked at every word in the Hebrew. It comes from the basic root word natan, N-A-T-A-N, natan, to give, also means to permit, to allow. From latet, to give, and that's in the third person singular past. Now, we went through all the references, myself, Truman, Danielle, we did it carefully, exhaustively, and went through the Bible, which you should do when you have these kind of questions. Don't take it lightly. This affects your whole life. Your kids, everybody around you, you need to know. If you don't know, that's going to affect people around you too. We looked up all the references. There is not one reference. I know you can't see it, but I'm holding up the Bible, people, for us who can. There's not one reference in this book that say God allowed bad things to happen. None. 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 You got it? Capisce? None. It's not there at all. You're not going to find one. Well, that's interesting. Look again. There's not a reference to say God allowed sin, sickness, evil, disease, none of that to happen at all, mm-hmm. period, at any time. Matter of fact, there's an interesting one that gives you quite the contrary, because in Ezekiel 33:17, it tells you very clearly, we see something in the world that God did not permit. However, it exists in the world, and we want you to understand this and not miss this point. If you are of the camp that says God allowed, either he actively said, thus saith the Lord, or he passively said, here it is, somewhere because he's sovereign, everything happens, and he's sovereign, it's coming through his hands. I got news for you. We're going to show you something that existed in this world that God did not permit, but exists in this world, and I don't want you to miss this point. This is in a book, Why God, Come and See, by Joel Young, with Danielle Young and Truman Blocker. You can also go on the web at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, BooksAMillion.com. They're all carrying it. Or you can go into your local bookstore and say order it, since it's a book in print, and get it to put it on a shelf. All right? People need this book. Listen to Ezekiel 33:17, something that's in the world that God didn't permit. Yet the children of your people say, the way of the Lord is not proper. Rather, it is their way which is not proper. Okay, we have brought something into this world. The nations you will dispossess to those who practice this theory. Here we go. I'm going to bring it up to you. It's in our reference. I'm going to pull up the reference for you here. Deuteronomy 18, verse 14. Deuteronomy 18, 14. Listen carefully. You look up the word allow, permit, in all its varied forms. You see, it's what we permit and allow that gets us into trouble, not God. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully. For example, quote, Deuteronomy 18:14, the nations you will dispossess listened to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. Mm-hmm. God did not. He says, I don't allow you to do this. And they still did it. Mm-hmm. So here's a case in point of an example in Deuteronomy 18:14, where people did something. God did not say, you do bad. He also said, you are not permitted or allowed to do it. But and we basically said, in your face.
They did it anyway.
They did it anyway. Yes.
That sounds like Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
He didn't allow them to sin. He told them, do not eat of this tree.
Yeah, what does do not mean to you?
Do not. He's not allowing it.
Don't
what did they do?
Go at the green. Don't go at the red. And we have people run the light. So who allowed
it? They did it anyway.
Transportation department? Don't think so. They'll write you a hefty ticket these days when you fine. You got a sign that says stop. That sign says stop. It doesn't say kind of slow down and go through it. And you don't go through, and you go through that stop sign, you're going to pay $100 or so. Why? They didn't permit you to do it. You broke the law. Yes.
It's like a parent that tells a 16-year-old child, you have the car keys, don't drive unless I'm with you. But sometimes kids do things
and
they
don't drink and
right.
drive.
And they drive and bang. And did the parent allow
this? So sue the parents.
No, they
you know?
Didn't.
You allowed your kid to take the key. You allowed them to drink. Now, how can you stop them from doing that? You take the keys, you tie them up, you stick them in a closet, and you cover their mouth with duct tape? Is that what you do? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. You teach them right from wrong, good from evil. And then like God told us in the beginning with Moses, he said, I set before you this day life and death, good and evil.
Yes.
And then God says, psst, choose life.
Right.
He cues us in. If you're standing there scratching your head going, which you shouldn't, what should I do? Should I choose death or should I choose life? Should I choose good or should I choose evil? God says, by the way, psst, choose life. Why don't you choose what I'm telling you? And he cues us in and helps us to choose the right thing.
Right.
He's always rooting for you.
Just like a good parent would do, and he trusts that his child will do the right
thing.
He's
the father of our spirits. We're made in his image, so it would be the most natural for us to do his way, always his way, because we're made in his image. And the other way is not him, and it's actually sin in all its varied forms. So again, does God allow bad things to happen is the name of today's teaching, and it's on our tape series. And we're teaching with that two questions. Again, does God allow bad things to happen? And does the sovereign God permit bad things to happen, or do we? So we come down to this point. Who allowed it?
Sounds like we did.
We did. Now, people come back and say, well, God is sovereign, God is sovereign, God is sovereign. Yes, yes, yes. What does that mean? God has sovereignly given us sovereignty over our lives. Therefore, we say yes or no. That's what it is. And we have to choose. That's why Jesus said, you say, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. He said, everything else is evil. He said, when you say yes, it's yes to the things God says say yes to. When it's God says no, don't, you look at that problem or sin and you say no. Everything else is a form of evil. God says, that's it. You be straight and clear.
Where God says, I'm going away to a far place.
Yes.
Leaving us in charge here.
Yes.
And then he will return to see what we have done.
What we have done, yes.
That's right.
He's the consummate, very good. He's the consummate businessman, a noble who goes away to a far country in the gospel accounts. And he gives us talents and gifts. People, we have everything we need to get the job done. We have the word of God complete. We have the blood. There's not another drop. It's paid in full. We have all the blessings. Don't wait to get blessed. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, past tense, with every blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. So it's in Christ, not outside of Christ, you get blessed. It's in the heavenlies, so act as a citizen of heaven, which you are, Philippians 3:20. You are also seated with him in the heavenlies, Ephesians 1:6. So act like it and put yourself in the right place there. You are seated with him in the heavenlies, Ephesians 1:6. That's where you are. So act as a citizen of heaven. Act as someone who's seated with him in the heavenlies and know your position with him. And act and bring, as we have in Matthew 6, 9-13, the on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us done right, and he's left us in charge and given us everything we need to do the job. All the promises of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 18 on, you have, it talks about all the promises of God. Are not later, it's also in our book, which is called Why God Come and See, we're drawing today's teaching from, Why God Come and See by Joel Young. And you see that God says all the promises are yes, and he's our amen. So when you're asking God for something and said he said yes. So act like he said yes, which he did. Get your mind and heart right with him. Get your mind right with God. Don't say, well, a delay is not a denial. Sorry, it sure is. If you tell me not now, that means no now. If you tell me I can't have this now, what I just heard is no. Right now, no. But that's contrary to what God said, so please not invent concepts and stick them in God's mouth. They don't go there, and they'll never be there. Amen? God's word is the word of God. He already spoke. And everything, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, we can live by everything, every word. We can live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And again, in 2 Corinthians 1, starting at verse 18 and on, it talks about God says, all the promises of God are yes. So God already said yes. He didn't say later. He said, yes, now. So if you think it's a denial, no. He said, you pray without ceasing. Because prayer, it's also in our book about prayer, prayer changes you. So when you pray to God, recognize that's going to change you. So back, does God allow bad things to happen?
No.
No? Does it say anywhere in the Bible that
no.
God says he permitted aloud from
no.
Latet Natan
no.
in Hebrew? No. Does the sovereign God permit bad things to happen? Or do
no.
we? So who does?
We do.
We do because we choose it.
And he gave us charge of the earth.
He gave us charge of the earth.
It's our responsibility to take care of it.
It is absolutely our charge. Psalm 115:16, the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given, Livnei Adam, to the sons of Adam. It's our earth. Let's take care of our home and clean up our closets. And ourselves along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Is this helping you people?
Oh, yes.
I think if we would take God at his word and believe what he said, our lives would change. Let us be responsible people who respond ably to what God has given us. God says what to do, how to do it, when to do it, why to do it, and that's what we should do. Don't start pinning things on God when they are our own responsibility. He is guiltless, blameless, sinless.
And he's trusting us.
Yes, that's a good point. I was talking to a dear friend yesterday in my office, and you need to know that God believes in you.
That's right.
The believer, and you all need to believe in God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is God in the flesh. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Triunity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Okay? We did a teaching, a 12-part teaching on the deity of Christ. You can also look at it on our website to understand this better.
It's a great teaching.
ForHisGlory.org, yes, and go to our catalog and see. We're running out of time, people. I want you to understand the name of this series today has been, Does God Allow Bad Things to Happen? Does God allow bad things to happen? It's a wonderful teaching. There's so much more. And you can go look at our book and get that too. And we thank you for that.